back with more badass liberal talk. Bart Cop Radio.
Most boring, Patrick.
Most boring. The Lieberman Trophy is retired this year by Joe Lieberman himself for his explosive, charismatic performance in the primaries. Okay. A good man, but not charismatic, John.
Lieberman's another one. Why is he still around? We have to put up with him going on Fox News 3-4 times a week, talk about Bush's greatness. Bush has the plan. Bush knows what he's doing. This is a good war. We love this war. We don't care about the casualties. We love Bush. Bush is the man. It does us no good to have a son of a bitch like that in our party. We need to get rid of him. And what kind of idiot is Gore to pick him? And we know why Gore picked him to run in 2000. Because Lieberman was the first Democrat to trash Clinton about this Monica stuff. And stupid Al, he wanted to run on his own. He didn't want to win with Clinton. He wanted to lose with Lieberman. And that's what he ended up doing. More suicidal Democrats. I'm surrounded by suicidal Democrats. I'm just going nuts.
Hello.
I give it to Treasury Secretary John Snow, who is basically a seat warmer in the job because the president can't find anybody else to sell his absolutely outlandish economic policies.
You would think that Kerry would have won that election just on the economy. How many millions of jobs can you lose? How many trillions of debt can you create? All on this idiotic idea that if you give a billionaire more money, he might go buy another Rolls Royce or another yacht. So the yacht makers in Italy get a couple of jobs, and the Rolls Royce makers in England get a couple of jobs, and everybody in America goes right to hell. The Bart Cop tax plan. You give every taxpayer $1,500 around Thanksgiving, and they'll have the biggest Christmas in the world. People are going to go out and buy things made in America. They're going to buy carpets and washers and dryers, and they're going to buy mattresses. They're going to fix up their house. They're going to buy a new computer. They're going to buy all these things that are going to create jobs. They're going to create wealth. But no, we're going to give it to the billionaires who have everything. The rich people have washers and dryers. They have carpet. They don't need a computer. They don't need a bigger house. They don't need to fix anything. They're rich. They already did what needed to be done. You give Bill Gates another $5 billion, he's going to put it in something. I don't know. He's going to buy real estate or whatever you do when you got billions hanging all over the place. But feeding the rich more money doesn't work. How many times do we have to prove it? Why couldn't John Kerry say something like that? Why didn't Gore say something like that? Bush promised tax cuts. That's been his middle name, George Tax Cuts Bush. That's all he's ever stood for constantly. And Gore chose not to attack it. Kerry chose not to attack it. And look what he got us. Pigboy used to ask, name one nation that ever taxed itself into prosperity. Hey, son of a bitch, how about America from 93 to 2000? We taxed ourselves into tremendous, more prosperity than has ever been seen. Arby's putting up a sign, please come to work for us. Please, we need people. $8-9 an hour in Oklahoma is huge money. Please, can we got it? We need somebody. Please, please, won't somebody come work for us, please. Now with Bush in office, it's qualified people can't get a job anywhere. People out of work for years. People running out of health insurance. People with nothing, losing their houses, losing their cars, losing everything. It doesn't work. Everybody knows that, but our guys won't say it.
These are all good choices, but can you improve on them?
No, but I have a different one. John Edwards, who is utterly boring hearing him repeat again and again the old Southern demagogue Huey Long Depression-era story that nobody cares about anymore.
Does he have a future?
No.
In politics?
No, I don't believe so.
I kind of like John Edwards, and it's hard to beat up on the guy who wasn't at the top of the ticket because his job was to follow orders, but he didn't even carry his own state. Why pick a guy who can't carry his own state? That makes no sense. They said he wasn't going to carry his own state. I thought it was just Fox horseshit. I thought it was just the pig boy with his wishful thinking. But he ends up losing his own state. I mean, come on. Pick a Florida guy. Pick an Ohio guy. Pick somebody that's got a chance.
Alarms. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who will go from being the most boring to being one of the front runners for the Republican nomination for president.
Oh, don't get me started on Frist. I think Frist is, well, everybody's smarter than Bush, but Frist is as religiously insane as Bush, and that's a bad thing. Plus, he's been in politics, what, 6 years, maybe? And they're going to run him for president? Please? Oh, God, this is such a nightmare. Are the Democrats going to lay down in 2008 again and just hand it to Frist? Are they going to, you know, it's like Frist is going to run unopposed if the Democrats are going to stand there and refuse to speak. My God, it's a joke, but why not run old Bart? I'm going to say a couple of inappropriate things and I'm going to use some bad language, but at least I'm going to say it. If we lose with Bart, we're going to go down fighting, and those debates will be goddamn entertaining, I'll tell you that. But the last thing I'm going to do is stand there and give my opponent a bunch of credit and let him get away with a bunch of lies and refuse to bring up the economy, the war, the recession, everything that's gone bad. Sons of bitches.
Okay, most charismatic, Pat.
I was going to say Bernie Kerik, but he had a bad December, John. So I'm going to give it to Barack Obama, Democratic who lit up the Democratic convention and was the only thing that lit up the Democratic convention.
Big future.
Big future.
See, we got a little bit of honesty out of Pat Buchanan. That's a little honesty out of Pat Buchanan. We got a little bit out of John McLaughlin. We got more coming from both. But that Tony Blankley, that son of a bitch, he is a whore's whore. He's going to sit there and lie his ass off and never tell the truth once.
I don't know.
Most charismatic. President Clinton sold over 1 million books, toured the country, got up from his hospital bed to campaign. Democrats love him. New library.
Well,
what more is there?
That's best comeback. You're in the wrong category.
Think how exactly wrong the timing was on Clinton's heart operation. Obviously, there was nothing he could do, but if he had had that operation 6 months sooner or 6 months later, and it was Kerry and Clinton out on the campaign trail every day, it sure might have been different, because they would have been talking about hints of Secretary of State Clinton, that kind of thing. Could have made a lot of difference, but no, even God was against us on this election.
I'm going to pick Lawrence's choices from last year of Arnold Schwarzenegger for sheer glitter.
Glitter?
Most charismatic.
Bling, bling.
He was, I think, unsurpassed this year.
And the Democrats get saddled with this horrible Hollywood phony bullshit. Oh, the Democrats, they have Hollywood friends. And then one of the biggest stars in Hollywood runs, and all of a sudden he's Mr. Charismatic. We just can't get a fucking break. We don't want a break. You know, when life doesn't give you a break, you make the son of a bitch. You don't stand around and wait for it to happen. Jack Ewing said, real power is something you take. You don't have someone hand it to you. People don't hand you power. You take power. The Democrats, if you knock on a door, power's here for the Democrats. No thanks.
Most charismatic. Fasten your seatbelts. Osama bin Laden. Let's not delude ourselves. We may detest him, but bin Laden is seen across the Muslim world as charismatic. Charisma is defined by the Oxford Dictionary as the capacity to inspire followers with devotion and enthusiasm. In fact, bin Laden may be the single most charismatic individual on the planet. Of the 1.2 billion Muslims, hundreds of millions admire bin Laden's leadership. Chew on that.
Isn't it funny how Bush's old friend Osama can make him do anything? It's like Bush is a character in Osama's play. Osama says, I think I'll have him invade a Muslim country and screw it all up and murder 100,000 innocent people. That'll make him look bad and it'll make me look good. And so he just does that. Osama's leading Bush around, you know, like he's a puppet. But somehow the Democrats, Bush the juggernaut, he's so impossible to defeat. He's so amazingly efficient and smart. And his political skills are so awesome. Doesn't it just drive you nuts? Bush beats up our guy like he's a child. Osama beats up Bush like he's a child. Osama's got this religious insanity thing working for him. So does Bush. And the sane people can't figure out how to get along in the religiously insane world. And from Osama's point of view, it's not that hard. If the contest is between Bush and anybody else, even Osama, the evil murdering bastard, funny how Osama comes out the winner, because Bush is that horrible. Bush invades innocent countries and murders 100,000 innocent civilians. And Kerry can't win an election with the guy.
Bonus Rob.
The attack on John Kerry that he didn't deserve his purple medals, one of the slimiest and yet effective attacks in modern politics.
Did you get an attack of memory?
I got an attack of memory. It is the imprisonment of Martha Stewart for telling lies about a crime she did not commit. It is an outrage.
You lurched into the truth, Patrick.
Both of those are dead on correct. Kerry embraced the attacks on his medals. It's as though Kerry hired a calligrapher to deliver a handwritten message to the White House. Please take my medals. I don't deserve them. I stole them. Me and Jane Fonda were busy having sex when I claimed I was being shot at. I put that shrapnel in my own ass with my hand so deep that the doctors can't reach it. But I'm no war hero. Just take that issue from me. Just leave me standing here naked with nothing. And poor Martha Stewart, her crime was being a Clinton fan. Her crime was having a D after her name. I don't know how she screwed that up. That's another one of those things I don't have time to get into the whole deal. But apparently she lied when she didn't need to. Was she trying to help her friend? Was that the deal? Her friend gave her the tip and she was trying to help her friend? Well, hey, no good deed goes unpunished, huh?
The bummer strap on the left wing is that Bush stole the election in Ohio.
Well, Tony, the whore's whore is just lying again. We don't know if Bush stole Ohio because Kerry conceded before the ink was dry on the goddamn ballots. We don't have any clue what happened in Ohio. We know there was a bunch of fraud going on, but Kerry conceded before he had a chance to look at it. And the Secretary of State of Ohio, who is also Bush's campaign chairman, he's refusing to speak. He's doing everything he can to hide all the facts. So for that son of a bitch blankly to say that it was a bad rap, well, it may be, it may not be. We don't know because the government is hiding the truth from us and the Democrats don't care. Kerry wanted to concede. Who knows why? But he was eager to concede. He didn't want to fight.
Lawrence, bonus rap was that John Kerry would require UN approval or French approval before defending the United States of America.
And again, the reason they're laughing, because they got away with it. It was just such a joke that they got away with it, and how stupid of Kerry to let them. That's why they're laughing. It was so easy. They didn't think it was going to work, but it did, because Kerry laid down and went to sleep. They can't believe it worked. They're astounded that it worked. It worked so easy, they can't help but laugh.
Mama's rap. Pat is right. It's Martha's too. It's the second year in a row. Martha's a two-time winner. Last year she won for malicious prosecution. This year she's winning for unmerited incarceration. But Martha will have her last laugh. Fairest rap.
Dan Rather and CBS News went so overboard to get George W. Bush, John, that they grabbed a bunch of memos that turned out to be forgeries, have egg all over their face, and damaged and maybe permanently destroyed their reputations. It's their own fault. They deserved it.
You know, I realize we're getting some repeats here, but I guess that's inevitable if you're doing a recap of the year. How you can review the year and come up with a whole bunch of new angles on stuff that you've talked about. But how could Dan Rather have screwed this up? BartCop.com has never made as big a mistake as Dan Rather and CBS. Now, as a general rule, I guess everybody does this, but I judge others compared to what I think I could do. When I see someone do something that I can't do, I think, damn, look at that. But if I see someone doing something that I think I could do, well, then I say, hey, look at that idiot. He's getting paid to do something I can do. So here we got CBS. How could they screw this up so badly? They gave Bush complete immunity on the AWOL deal. From now on, anytime it comes up, oh, that old Dan Rather thing's been so disproven, please. That's their answer from now on. How could Dan Rather be so much stupider than BartCop.com? How could CBS and Viacom put their reputation? CBS News was once a reputable news organization, but no, they turned into what now is considered, they're just a bunch of Bush-bashing liberal liars. And people at Fox News are sitting there saying, see, we told you, see, all the liberal networks, that's all they want to do is is screw Bush. Godly Bush. Fearless leader Bush. All the liberal media is out to get him. Only Fox will give you the facts. Only Fox will be fair. This is what Rather did. What the fuck is wrong with you, Dan? Why are you not as smart as Bart in Oklahoma drinking tequila? What's wrong with you, Rather? What's wrong with CBS? And CBS, don't they have people that work there? You know how much better Bart Cop would be if we had 300 people here advising me and giving me hints and doing research and backing shit up and editors and spell checkers and fact checkers and just all this stuff. You know how good Bart Cop would be if I had three or, hell, there may be 1,000 employees at CBS News. I don't know. But here we are, a lonely nobody in the middle of the hellhole Oklahoma with a modem and a microphone, and I have more credibility than Dan Rather. That's not supposed to be that way. I'm supposed to be the guy that makes constant mistakes all the time because I'm doing this Lucy on the Chocolate Factory bit. I'm running crazy. I'm working 10, 12 hours a day trying to keep all the plates spinning in the air, and I'm making fewer mistakes than Dan Rather in CBS. Giving immunity to the Bush family and giving all Nazi bastard broadcasters a reformation that they're the honest ones and all the liberal media is out to destroy godly Bush. Dan Rather, you have fucked all of us. You fucked us all real, real bad, Dan. Do you understand what you did? Why the hell don't you resign? Talk about people taking responsibility for their giant fuck-ups. Dan, they should have fired you that day. And I'm sorry if you personally didn't do it. You're the guy at the top of the ticket. You're the guy who looked into the camera and said, we're telling you the truth, folks. These memos are real. And it turns out, little sidebar, the story was true, and the memos were copies of the real thing, for whatever good. See, that's one of those Kerry nuances that if you dig deep enough and if you have a brain and you weigh out what's true and what's not, Bush is still guilty. But no, the headline that the liberal media, unquote, keeps blaring is that Rather faked the memos, Bush is innocent, godly Bush is always trying to do the right thing, and all the liberal media is out to destroy this innocent, God-fearing man. Way to go, Dan. You screwed us all real, real bad. Real, real bad, Dan. How did you fuck that up so much?
Fill it up.
That the administration gave the green light to the abuses that occurred at Abu Ghraib and in Guantanamo with the dismissive attitude they took towards the Geneva Convention and their aggressive attempts to redefine the boundaries of torture. And we're seeing more of that come out even now with new memos about what's going on with administration sanction and emails from the FBI connecting the White House to what happened in Guantanamo. Really disgusting thing.
And the slick bastard lawyer who gave Bush the opinion that torture was legal, torture is fine, America stands for torture, torture is legal, torture is what we do, go Mr. Bush, torture is the right path, torture is the way we do things in America, that guy is going to be Attorney General. And the Democrats are going to confirm the bastard. Repeat, the Democrats are going to confirm Mr. Torture. Because they're fucking idiots, spineless bastards that refuse to do anything right. They refuse to take a stand. Their purpose in Washington is to rubber stamp whatever idiotic torture idea that Bush comes up with. You know, I realize I don't sound like a Democrat when I say these things, but what are we going to do? The Democrats have lost their way. They've gone from the path. The Democrats have joined the Bush bandwagon. They've signed loyalty pledges to Bush. And we're supposed to be nice to them? What will it take to get the Democrats to act like Democrats again? Maybe we should go all in on Obama-Barack. We've got nothing to lose. He's supposed to be some charismatic guy. He's too young, let's hope, to be corrupted already. He's probably not a big Bush fan. But all the Democrats we have now, what good are they? The bastards are going pro-life now. Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi to some degree, and this Reamer Romer guy who's trying to take over, trying to wrestle power out of Dean's hands, they're all pro-life. Fuck those women. Who cares about their rights? They have a vagina. They don't have a brain. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. Let's take their rights away. Let's do it like in 150 years ago. Let's give women half a vote. That's a good idea. We're Democrats. We stand for that. Oppress the minorities. We're Democrats. We stand for that. Join with the opposition. We're Democrats. We stand for that. What will it take to get a fight out of our party again?
Tony, the fairest rap is that Teresa Hines was a real ball and chain drag on the Kerry campaign, as reported brilliantly by Eleanor's magazine Newsweek.
One constant that you will always get out of the Republicans and the BFEE is to attack the candidate's wife. They love that. They are big with that. They always want to beat up the girl. They can't fight fair. They want to beat up the girl. If they can trash the wife, that makes her look like the loser that picked the husband. They did it to Hillary. They did it to Tipper. They did it to Kerry's wife. And I'll be honest with you, I heard this from a lot of people, too. I like Teresa Kerry better than I like John. She'd look the camera right in the eye and just say what was on her mind. John, he don't go have to hire a woman tell him what color shirt to wear. I like Teresa a lot better than I like John. And that son of a bitch, the whore's whore, Tony Blankley, sitting there saying that was of the whole year. The entire year, the fairest accusation of the whole year is that Teresa Kerry was a drag. Implying that John was perfect. Implying, had it not been for Teresa, that Mr. Ball of Fire would have won that race. Please, Tony, you're a whore's whore because you cannot tell the truth. And one other thing. And this is one of those deals where, oh, we don't want to be like them. But why do the Democrats always speak so highly of Pickles? Oh, Pickles is the most wonderful representative, the most gracious and beautiful first lady, the most tremendously endearing woman you'll ever meet. Oh, she's just the sweetest, and they go on and on. Fuck that. If you can't say anything bad about her, shut the hell up. Why do Democrats always have to be so honest and praise the good side of the bad guys? And then the bad guys, they just shit all over us constantly and always. Eleanor Cliff, I think it was the last time we did this. Pickles Bush is so sweet. You gotta love her. She's so great. And there's some kind of backhanded slap at Hillary there, too, which I don't appreciate. Pickles doesn't have an opinion. Excuse me, she is pro-choice. Isn't that interesting? Because she has an opinion on that, they tell her, no, Pickles, you have no opinion. Your job is to shut up. Listen to me, bitch. Shut up. You don't have an opinion. Got it? You stand there and you smile and you look stupid and you bake your little cookies. That's your job, because that's what women do in America. A woman's place is to shut the hell up and bake some cookies and stand behind her genius husband. That's what America is about. That's what a woman should be in America, is a silent idiot standing there backing up her man. That's what they stand for. We always get the short end of the stick. We refuse to fight fair. Well, A, we refuse to fight. And then when the other side cheats, we don't fight fire with fire. When the other side hits us with fire, we start crying. Please don't hit us with the fire.
Fairest rap is that John Kerry is a Massachusetts liberal, the worst two words you can apply to an American politician, which makes his coming within 100,000 votes of the presidency in Ohio all the more miraculous.
Oh, it's so confusing when McLaughlin and Buchanan make sense and O'Donnell starts babbling here with his idiocy. Hey, Larry, what you're saying is Kerry was such a loser that we should give him credit for getting close to winning against the biggest baboon the Earth's ever seen. No, it doesn't work that way. Larry, coming in a close second doesn't mean shit. It doesn't help any goddamn body. What's wrong with you? And if a Massachusetts liberal is the curse of all time, what kind of idiot party would run someone like that? Why did we do that? We run a Massachusetts liberal who refuses to fight and can't help but get in every idiotic monkey suit that Bob Shrum can find. Oh, let's go to NASA. Let's go windsurfing. Let's ride a bike. Let's throw a football and look like a drunk girl trying to play. God damn, what is wrong with our party? Who are we going to run next time? Barney Frank?
Fairest rap is the UN Oil for Food Program corruption. It is real and it is massive.
What's massive is the hand job that they're making out of this. A, who cares? We beat up Saddam, and we told him he could no longer use any of the money he had. So Saddam found a way to sneak, what, 5%, 10% of his own money? I mean, granted, he stole it from the Iraqi people. I mean, Christ, he's the world's worst criminal, according to Bush. The idea that he swindled a little bit of money, this is the most shocking thing. Oh, let's put him on trial for that instead of all the mass murders and the rape rooms. Let's put him on trial for embezzling money from his own government. How stupid. You know, McLaughlin, he's... One minute he'll say something that's true, and the next minute he'll say something this stupid, but then so does Larry O'Donnell. How could this possibly... I'll bet Saddam didn't steal $54 billion the way Bush is doing right now, ongoing. Saddam didn't kill 1,300 soldiers when he stole this food for oil thing. Saddam didn't murder 100,000 Iraqis when he stole his food for oil money. And that's in the past. The man's in jail. Somehow Kofi Annan's in on this. Allegations have been made, but nothing has been proven. But when has that ever stopped a Republican? They've, like they always do, they've declared him guilty long before any evidence. He's Scott Peterson. He's guilty before we even look at the evidence, before we begin to gather evidence. We already picked out a guilty guy because his son was involved in something. Broken record, I have no details. I don't know how this works, but I know how the Republicans work. They pick out a boogeyman, they pick out a 2, and they elevate it into 100 on the scared scale, and then they take all the hundreds and say, those don't matter. The 1,300 dead soldiers don't matter. The missing $54 billion doesn't matter. Bush is missing $11 trillion from the Treasury. That doesn't matter. We got to concern ourselves with the embezzling of the food for oil program. It's their money. Why do we care? If a guy in Kentucky gets his pocket picked, do I cry all day? No, it's some bastard in Kentucky got his pocket picked. I don't care. That's him. That's over there. That's got nothing to do with me. The 1,300 dead soldiers, the $11 trillion, the $54 billion that Bush stole, that means something. Oh, we don't want to look at that. Let's talk some more about Kofi Annan's boy. The whole nation. It's fucking Hinge Up Nation.
Bartkoff, he's better than a sharp stick in the ear.
Sugar happy jack, you're gonna blow. But I'm gonna get on. Boy, you know my sugar happy jack, you're gonna drive by. Oh, no.